in the free Republic of California, and you are listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your voice of rock and roll freedom, Steve Fox. Hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
Yeah. just after 7 a.m., America, and you're listening to BFF.FM, coming to you from the free state of California. It's Uncle Sam with music and the truth all day long. Right now, I got a few words for our brothers and sisters behind the lines in Pennsylvania. John rides his bike to work. John rides his bike to work. The window is locked to all. The window is locked to all. The garden blooms in December. The garden blooms in December. It's the 7 o'clock hour, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Steve Fox hanging with you on another Wake the F Up. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone in the resistance. Good morning to you if you are being oppressed and behind the lines of this Russian puppet regime that is in control of our nation. We are here to resist with you. We are here to make sure that rock and roll gets into your hearts and into your brains and pushes you forward in every way, every day, making freedom the number one priority on your list. Robert Pollard's My Daughter, Yes She Knows was the end of that set. We kicked it all off with some really classic rock and Def Leppard and Iggy coming in there with the Stooges TVI right here on Wake the F Up. Lots of music on the way. Boy, oh boy, there is a ton of stuff happening. It's like every time we turn around, the friggin' Russian Cheeto is doing more and more damage to our nation. Quickly catching you up on things of today. The Attorney General, yes, the Attorney General who had to recuse himself, yes, the Attorney General who is probably under investigation right now, but no one is saying anything about colluding with the Russians. They fired 46, the 46 remaining federal prosecutors from President Obama's administration. They forced them to resign without nominating any replacements. You think there's a problem there? You think so? A Trump appointee tweeted, "Some Muslim piece of shit," and said, "Exterminate them all." Well, they're no longer employed by the Energy Department, but hey, what happened to the extreme vetting? Are you vetting the people you're hiring? Ah, boy. Anyway, there's a ton of other things. One of the most important things is that, folks, we're at war again. Not that we haven't been at war for the last, 16 years, but there are now troops on the ground in Syria. There are troops on the ground, and they're admitting it, in Syria. So there's a problem. It's a huge distraction. Always remember. Always remember. It's Trump. It's Russia. Putting those two things together, that's going to make our republic better. Transvision Vamp, tell that girl to shut up. BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. It's Wake the F Up. FM, Best Frequencies Forever, The Heartbreakers with Chinese Rocks, a song that has been done over and over and over again. The one that you probably know right off the bat is the Ramones version, but that is The Heartbreakers. Right here on Wake the F Up, Steve Fox hanging with you until the 8 o'clock hour, of course. And at 8 o'clock, Moon Zoom is in with Creep Magnet, another Saturday morning, another weekend here at BFF.FM. And we're leading the resistance on the airwaves. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to push and push and push until this republic is once again restored back to the democracy that it needs to be. We're not going to stop. This is a rock and roll war, babies, and we're going to make sure that we win. Absolutely. There's no time for despair. You have to have hope. You have to make sure that every day you stand up and you say, I can make this world better. Because resistance isn't just about yelling and screaming. Resistance is about actually going out and making change, folks. Biggest change you can make right now, make sure everyone around you is registered to vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure you go out and vote when the time comes. Make daily phone calls to your senators, to your representatives, to the various committees that are doing investigations, say, into collusion between Russia, Russian agents, and the current regime that sits in the Oval Office. Make calls and make sure to let them know that you are not going to stand for any of this. They may have the power, but they do not have the authority, because we are the one.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I am old enough to remember the high water mark of the Trump presidency. Can you cast your memory back that far? To the speech? The one to the joint session of Congress? The one so measured, so majestic, so devoid of pants pooping, that it prompted a conservative television pundit to say, I feel like tonight he became the president of the United States. And it prompted a liberal television pundit to say, he became the president of the United States in that moment, period. Remember all the way back to that? That was a week ago. That was last Tuesday. That speech has not aged well. Tuesday, 48 words in. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries remind us that we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all its forms. Tuesday, same day, Trump implied to a meeting of state attorneys general, according to the one from Pennsylvania, that such anti-Semitic attacks might be false flags. Josh Shapiro quoted Trump as saying, "Sometimes it's the reverse, to make people or to make others look bad," and he used the word reverse, I would say, 2 to 3 times in his comments, condemning hate. The next Monday, another anti-Muslim travel ban. Tuesday, dying industries will come roaring back to life. Heroic veterans will get the care they so desperately need. Tuesday. Friday, the Trump regime deported Clarissa Arredondo back to Mexico 2 weeks after unmarked SUVs showed up at her home near San Diego on Valentine's Day and captured her. Ms. Arredondo is the mother-in-law of a heroic Navy veteran, now working as a contractor in Afghanistan, and the other grandmother of that heroic veteran's 2 toddlers is on active service with the Army, and she may now have to retire and become a veteran to take over the deported grandmother's role helping raise the vet's kids. What made Ms. Arredondo so dangerous, so needing to be urgently thrown out of here? She may have once falsified paperwork to get her family a welfare check. Tuesday, we have cleared the way for the construction of the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines, thereby creating tens of thousands of jobs. And I've issued a new directive that new American pipelines be made with American steel. Tuesday. Thursday, quoting Fox News, the Keystone XL oil pipeline won't use U.S. steel despite Trump pledge. Turns out Trump wanted you to think he meant the Keystone would use American steel, when the truth was his executive order is only for the next new American pipelines, because Republicans in the Senate voted down an amendment requiring American steel in the Keystone, an amendment proposed by Democrat Al Franken. Tuesday, we will soon begin the construction of a great wall along our southern border. It will be started ahead of schedule. Tuesday. Thursday, Reuters discovers that Trump's promise to use existing funds to begin the construction has one problem. The only existing funds the Trump regime has been able to find is $20 million. $20 million will build you a Mexican wall that is less than 4 miles long. Tuesday, Trump says his government will be guided by 2 core principles, buy American and hire American. Tuesday. Also Tuesday, Ivanka Trump tweets a photo of herself in the dress she wore to that speech. It is identified by experts as having been designed by a Frenchman and having been manufactured in the United Kingdom. Buy American, hire American. Tuesday, I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests. Tuesday. Wednesday? Countless writers and commentators note that before taking power in Germany, the Nazis published a feature called Letterbox in their official newspaper, which provided a voice to those who had been ignored by the media and silenced by special interests and had been the victims of crimes by Jews. Once in office, the Nazi government began publicly disseminating the details of crimes by Jews. Tuesday, we are blessed to be joined tonight by Karen Owens, the widow of a U.S. Navy special operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan is looking down right now, and he's very happy because I think he just broke a record, even though it had been Trump who gave the order that sent Chief Owens to his death in a raid that the previous president did not approve, in an operation so controversial that Owens' father has demanded a formal investigation. Even all that, pundits, particularly on television, fell all over each other to praise Trump. "I feel like tonight," said Chris Wallace on Fox, "he became the president of the United States, and everyone is going to have to accept that fact." "That was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period," said Van Jones, until that moment a liberal, on CNN. For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. He did something tonight that you cannot take away from him. He became President of the United States in that moment, period. Tuesday, insight that would last a lunchtime. Not a divisive cartoon. Became president. Have to accept that fact. Saturday, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phone during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon, Watergate, bad or sick guy. No, not a divisive cartoon. As I said, this speech has not aged well. Tuesday, my job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America. Tuesday. Thursday, Trump's attorney general is forced to recuse himself from any investigations of the Trump presidential campaign's interactions with Russia because, at best, he personally failed to reveal his interactions with Russia while part of the campaign at a meeting he got to by spending campaign money. Tuesday, we can only get there together. We are one people with one destiny. We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same flag, and we're all made by the same God. Tuesday. Thursday, a Facebook and tweet storm about Jeff Sessions and about the nearly 66 million people who voted for the Democratic candidate. This whole narrative is a way of saving face for Democrats, losing an election that everyone thought they were supposed to win. The Democrats are overplaying their hand. They lost the election, and now they have lost their grip on reality. We can only get there together. We all salute the same flag. We're all made by the same God, except you 66 million people who voted for Hillary. Tuesday, the time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. Tuesday. Saturday? Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't voluntarily leaving The Apprentice. He was fired by his bad, pathetic ratings, not by me. Sad end to great show. The time for small thinking is over. The man is not going to change. The man is not going to improve. The man is not going to be cured. The man is not going to become presidential. The man is not going to devote himself to anything except his own extraordinary, irrational, unquenchable, insatiable, unslakable, immeasurable, bottomless, endless, eternal need to keep Trump first and to make his ego great again. Resist. Peace.
Sky.
BFF.FM. System of a Down, IEAIAIO. Right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you for a little while longer. You know, I just think about things sometimes in terms of how funny all this would be if it weren't so fucking dangerous. Seriously. You think about it. You know, there is malice from the federal government reaching out to every living person on the planet right now. Except they just happen to be so incompetent, so impotent in what they're doing. It's crazy. It is freaking crazy town from the executive branch of our government right now. I could cite so many different reasons why, but I'll give you one. So, everybody knows we have a Department of Defense. And Jim Mattis, former General Jim Mattis of the United States Marine Corps, he's the Secretary of Defense. Guess how many other people who are supposed to be political appointees to join him there as undersecretaries, etc. Guess how many people are there after 2 months? Zero. Zero new appointees. Why are they gutting? Why are they gutting all the departments in our federal government? Maybe because Vladimir Putin doesn't want us as a country to have any diplomatic or political or military power? Maybe. Maybe the people at the head of our executive branch are colluding with the Russians? Maybe. Maybe there is an active coup happening in this country right now? Maybe. Look into it. Fight on. We keep rolling. Silver Sun Pickups. We are ready for the siege. We are armed up to the teeth. Be careful how you live and breathe. Release what's brewing underneath.
Where we fell in love, but not the first time. it's for sale, but mine is sold.
FF.FM. Best Frequencies Forever. The Lushes. Dead Girls. On Wake the F Up. Steve Fox, I am vacating the center seat on board this starship. Moon Zoom's coming in with Creep Magnet at 8 o'clock. Final thoughts for you today, babies, on this beautiful Saturday here in the Citadel of Liberty, San Francisco, California. There is a new pack, new political action committee, called Run for Something. And they're up on a website, runforsomething.net. And I'm speaking to the millennials out there. This is a political action committee that is gathering steam, and they are gaining ground, and they are going to run progressive millennials for office. Progressives, that is, people under 35 years old. This is what they're concentrating on. So, all of you old buggers like me, don't get your panties in a freaking wad. They're going to do it in quick points. They will be running for office constantly, shouting it from the rooftops. They will talk to every single person who expresses interest in running for office. They'll connect people to training organizations. And for some of the candidates, they're going to take their support to the next level, money and staff. If you are progressive, diverse, millennial, run for something. Take back your nation. We're counting on you. See, I'm part of the Xers, man. And that Gen X generation, there's not enough of us. We're small. There's a big bunch of boomers in front of us who are slowly dying off. And there's a whole bunch of millennials behind us who are the biggest generation to come around in a long time. And you all have the power. You can do it. We will be here. We're not going anywhere. In the meantime, babies, stand up, fight back. Don't you ever, ever give up and resist. Fox. Fox out. Romeo Void. BFF.FM. Moonzoom coming up at 8 o'clock. Creep Magnet. Have a good weekend.